Got it, Rex.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you doing?
Good, yourself?
That's the way. I'm very well. I've just got a quick question. I was just wondering, would you guys have any prank pulley bolts for a WRX, like a GT8?
I don't know. I'd have to go check. As in brand new?
Yeah. Oh, well, can you reuse? I had my pulley kind of disconnect from the crankshaft, and it fucked up the key, the pulley, and the bolt was fine, but I just thought I'd replace it.
Nah, fair okay. enough. I'll give me one second. I'll see if I can get new ones or not.
Yeah.
Do you have a ridge on that car?
POB 256, but it does have a 207 bottom end.
Don't really think it matters. 207 out of like a GD?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, but I'll just get you a GD one then. They're expensive little guys. They're $93 for the bolt, brand new.
Holy shit.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be maybe $15, but $93 from Subaru.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Let me see if we've got any out the back hiding anywhere. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, sure. Not a drama.
Cool. You there?
Yep.
I don't have any that are in good condition. I can give you the part number if you want to just punch it into eBay, see if they've got something cheaper on there.
Yeah, if you could. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Yeah, 123.
Yep.
6988030.
030. Perfect. Yep. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Do you mind if I pick the brain a little bit as well? Because I do have another issue with it. Every time I get into boost, my clutch seems to disappear. Like, it just hits the floor. I'm thinking it might be the possibly the master.
As in, you get into boost and the pedal just falls away, or you go to press it and then there's no pedal?
Yeah, no, like, it kind of... Yeah, I go to press it, and then I pretty much lose my clutch. I can't really shift gears. Like, in normal driving, it's fine.
Yeah, when you get a bit of heat into it.
Getting too much heat into it.
Yeah, it'll be the master. The masters are pretty common to fail on these things.
Is there a Do I have to upgrade it or do I just buy another one?
No, just another GT8 Master.
Okay, cool. And that's fine with a 6-speed Liberty GT box?
I just replace like for like, well, like whatever you've got on there. Just because if you go changing the Master, then you're going to need different clutch lines. It becomes a little bit of a headache.
Yeah, okay, because it's got a 6-box on there at the moment.
Yeah, the best way to sort it out would be to get the Liberty Master and Liberty Line and Slave, obviously all to suit that box. But they've got a single line coming out the side of the Master, whereas the GTs have like the whole squiggly thing along the firewall.
Yep.
And then just with the Liberty one, they've got like a dampener in the bottom of it. You just pull that out, put a bolt with a short bolt with a washer, and you just cap that off.
Yep.
So if you can get one of those, go for it. Otherwise, just replace what you've got for like sort of thing.
Yeah, beautiful. Perfect. Do you reckon that might be the issue as well if it's got a GT Master and it's got the 6-speed box?
Nah, not at all.
No,
GT Masters are just very common to fail.
Okay, perfect. No worries. So just whack a new one in that fits.
Pretty much. They're just getting very old now.
Yeah, right. Do you recommend any brands or genuine Subaru?
Go for genuine or anything that's the same brand, which is, I think, NABCO.
Okay, cool.
So
you wouldn't have anyone on you, would you?
Maybe. Give me 2 seconds. I'd have to check that through.
Or at least like a price or something, just so I can figure out how much this thing's costing me.
I think the NABCO ones that we've got, so they're OEM, but just not in OEM boxes, so OEM brands, I think they're like $400, roughly.
Okay. All right. Not too bad. Not too bad. Got to wait till next paycheck, but that's all right. Carl's probably won't be around for a bit anyway.
All right.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Done. Too easy.
Have a good one. Love
you. You too. See ya.